celebrations across the UK. As Churchill declared peace at 3 p.m. on VE Day, people flooded the streets in celebration. Members Thomas, Peter, John, and Arthur fondly recall the moment they heard the news and the jubilant revelry that followed. Thomas's story. D-Day veteran Thomas happened to be on leave on VE Day and attended a street party organised by his mother. I found out on the radio. I was glad the war had come to an end. You don't realise how exciting it was to know it had ended. My mum and other women in our street organised a tea party for the children, where I lived in London's Bethnal Green. There were buns and cakes and different things on the table, lemonade and that. I felt so excited, and it was lovely to see the children enjoying themselves and having fun. They just couldn't stop enjoying themselves. After the party, I had to go back to the barracks on the Isle of Wight. I had fun there too. I had a few drinks. Soon after VE Day, Thomas married his childhood sweetheart, who had suffered a terrible tragedy during the war. The war in Europe ended in May, and we got married in June. We were only 19, so you can imagine what some people thought, but we were boy and girl friends, about 13 when we met. My wife's sister and mother had died in the tube disaster in Bethnal Green in 1943. 178 people got trampled to death. I often think back to the time when it happened. My wife had four brothers in the armed forces, and when you think of all four coming home all right, but two women got killed. Thing is, my wife would have died too, but I was on leave at the time and had taken her to the cinema. That's why she wasn't with her mother. Thomas served on a Mulberry Harbour for D-Day, which the Queen later described as a floating bomb. Now 99, Thomas says, "I'll never forget D-Day. It makes me feel proud what we did. I didn't want it to go on any more with people dying. I had quite a few people die during the war." Peter's story. Still just 17 on VE Day, former Petty Officer Peter was only 6 months into his training on the Isle of Man when he found himself tasked with policing jubilant crowds. The news came through on our local broadcast system, and unfortunately, it was the day I was on shore patrol. There were six of us youngsters with a Petty Officer, and we had to go out into the streets of Douglas to see that people were behaving. Quite a task on VE evening. Everyone was so boisterous, and the idea that we could do anything about it was ridiculous. There were all these ladies coming up wishing to kiss our collars, which you do for luck, and the fish and chip shop was thrown wide open to feed us. It was absolute mayhem. Arthur's story. Just 3 days after being conscripted, Arthur found himself back home enjoying a street party, alongside someone who would change the course of his life. I'd just started my training in the Royal Army Service Corps in Lincoln, and so on VE Day I was still there. When we were told the news, we were sent on leave, so I came home to Sheffield to join in with the celebrations. Boy, the atmosphere was good. I remember we held a parade to celebrate. At one point, I was stood next to these two young women and got talking to them, and that's how I met my wife, Nancy. It was just a chance meeting, but that's when it all started. We were married for 71 years. John's story. Stationed at the tip of Scotland, D-Day pilot John remembers the party in the mess when peace was declared and going on to witness the Nuremberg trials. We were all expecting the war to end soon. When it was announced, my main feeling was one of, well, what are we going to do now? It took a bit of getting used to. We were all tensed up for the job, but we didn't need to be anymore. We could relax. That evening, there were some serious celebrations in the mess. There was only one way to celebrate in those days, and that was to drink as much beer as we could. At the end of the war, our squadron provided a courier service for the Nuremberg trials. I was sat adjacent to the courtroom with a huge glass window, so I could see all the Nazi leaders sitting there, like Goring and Hess. It was really quite surreal. And amazing to see them being brought to justice.